It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, and hopefully you got a little break in the weather earlier in the week, at least where we are. We got a few inches of snow, but it comes and goes this time of year, which is a good thing. And a little bit chilly on the weekend, but you know what? That's no reason not to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, I'm just the extremely white guy sitting here in the studio with this bronze...
Adonis.
Bronze.
We'll use that.
What?
Bronze Adonis. Yeah.
Adonisaur. Yeah. Well, anyway, looks like the beach was good to you. Got a nice tan.
You know, we went to the Dominican Republic, and it was 99% great and 1% of a head scratcher. And the 99%, we were at an all-inclusive resort. It was wonderful. The weather was high 70s, low 80s, little breeze, tropical, just like you like it.
Water temp?
I was in the ocean twice. It was quite windy while we were there, and there were pretty good-sized waves, and I'm not the guy that swims against a riptide.
No.
So I waded out in there knee-deep.
Did they have flags out for riptide?
Yep. Yep, they did.
That's a good time not to go in. What do you think, Conrad?
Right. Yeah, but...
are you...
Speaking about not going in, I was sharing this with Conrad earlier this morning. The 1% that was like the head scratcher, and I wish somebody would have told me this, is that evidently that the water table's high. It's an island, right? And you're right out by the ocean. So the water table's high, but all of the bathrooms will not let you flush toilet paper down the toilet. And I'm in a...
Well, just don't poop when you're there.
Right. For 7 days. So what they want you to
do... You're full of it anyway.
What they want you to do, Bob, is you can use the toilet paper, but there's a trash can right beside the toilet.
Yeah, I hate that.
Well, you know, it was first of all, it caught me off guard because nobody said anything.
Right.
But secondly, you get thinking about it, and it's like they only clean the room every other day when you're down there because they're
green. Oh, in your hotel room,
right?
Too?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Everywhere. Every restaurant.
Only every other day?
Yeah. So now you've got a little separate... paper can.
Phew.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't do it. I broke the rules. Maybe they'll never have me back.
Oh, great.
But I didn't, but I just can't say anymore. Nobody ever said that to me. And it wasn't like I was in a no-tell motel. I was in an all-inclusive resort right on the beach.
I think Baby Doc is looking for him. Oh, that's Haiti. That's your neighbor.
Right, yeah, right. But anyway, it's crazy. But anyway, other than that, food was average. I want to talk to you. They had oysters on one of the seafood restaurants.
Stay
they had oysters.
From them. Yep.
Yeah,
stay
they
away.
Were they were crunchy. They were hard and not bad crunchy, but I mean just like.
See, when I'm in the Caribbean, there's a couple things I don't eat.
What's that?
They're lobster.
Okay.
And they're oysters.
Right.
Water's not cold enough.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. They weren't good. And so
shrimp,
I mean they didn't
maybe.
Hurt me. They
shrimp,
didn't hurt me any.
Okay.
But you know I was like oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I like to go to the redneck Caribbean, Florida. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's my.
Right.
Yeah. That's
my...
Nothing wrong with the Keys, baby.
Right.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
No, but anyway, so I don't mean to complain because I was very fortunate to go there and we had a wonderful time. But it was, and you know, my nose is looking like a snake right now. I'm losing my skin for,
you're peeling?
For the year. Yeah.
You're shedding?
Yeah, I'm shedding my skin for the year. But. Other than that, you know, far be it for me to complain because it was wonderful. Direct flight from Lansing to Dominican Republic. That was nice. 3 hours and 45 minutes. Boom, you're in paradise. So that was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing you're not going today.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Because this weekend is not as nice as when you left.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But
although,
it's good to be
know.
Back.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of even better when you leave snow.
Right. Right. So I was supposed to later today. I was supposed to have, you know, my buddy Charlie, was having planned it 2 months ago. Ice fishing camp was going to be today and tomorrow at his place.
Yeah.
And he lives on Murray Lake, just
take
north
your
of Lowell.
Take your boat.
Yeah. He's like, well, do you really want me to put the pontoon in? I'm like, nah, I'm not good at that. I don't need to fish that bad.
No.
But with that, it was changed. But I'm bringing a brisket. So that's going to be put on the smoker right here after the show. And I'm going to, there's only 10 of us going out there or something. So I'm going to Bring the boys a brisket. Yeah, but the girls are coming too, so everybody will get some.
Well, while you were on vacation, spent a lot of time working outside. It was really nice.
Yes,
and
I heard that.
I'm in the woods, and my chainsaws are my best friends because I just have things I want to do. I want to put a pole barn in, so I'm starting to clear the trees for where that pole barn's going to go, and I'm trying to visualize where the drive back to it's going to be because I'm going to put in a separate drive for it from
your
main drive.
Yep.
And so I've got that all figured out, and now I'm knocking trees down, and holy cow, is that a lot of work.
Yeah.
It is a ton of work, but I also took a bunch of logs to the mill of it. So, and then, of course, trying to finish up the log building because that's where I'm going to dry all this wood. So that's been my obsession. I landed a wonderful job. I won't talk about it, but I start that next week. So
okay.
I'm out of time to play during the day in the woods.
Sure.
So yeah.
Well,
I'll just say this: I'm getting back in the fireplace and grill business.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good. That'll be helpful for us too.
Yeah.
Because you'll.
Well, that's what I'm. You know, I've been trying to do this retired guy job and all that, and those people just abuse you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, big box companies and whatnot, it's okay, but I've really personally never punched a clock in my life, so I really feel sorry for anybody that has to do that. I shouldn't say feel sorry. It's
not your style.
No, and it's right. I'm not good at it. I forget to punch in, punch out.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And then they forget to pay you, but then you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But no, I'm so so I'm very, very fortunate. Somebody sought me out. That's doing a big expansion on their shops, and I'm going to have a part of that. But since we went through the Super Bowl, I thought it would be appropriate to get Coach Dick Vermeil on the show.
Yeah.
And before I do, there are youngsters and people who maybe don't know who Coach is, so I'm just going to read you the Wikipedia description of him. Former football coach who served as head coach in the National Football League for 15 seasons. He was head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's how I know him, because I played for the Eagles. No.
Fed one or two, though.
Yeah, for 7 seasons. And the St. Louis Rams for 3, Kansas City Chiefs for 5. Now, that's how I really know him, because of my work in Kansas City, okay? But it brought me to Philadelphia because he lives there in the summer, and he does a fundraiser there every year, and Rob Russell and I used to go out there and feed a bunch of NFL former Giants.
You
know, they were just you know, wonderful people. And I got to bring my kids out, and each year I'd bring a different one, and Coach was just very, very awesome. When Jordan was out there in particular, Jordan was, you know, in football, and he was just, you know, his coach was so jealous.
Yeah.
Right. Coach Noel Dean.
Yeah.
Noel said, you know, I'd go out there and I'd just like do all your dishes and everything if you want to take me out there. He was serious. He wanted to go so bad. Then he's becoming Philadelphia's head coach in 1976. Vermeil took over a team that had not qualified for the postseason, won playoff game, or clinched their division since 1960. Us Lions fans know what that's like.
Right.
So he took over the Lions.
Right.
Right? And he had coached college ball in California for UCLA for a couple of years. And I remember when they hired him, it was a big hubbub because nobody, you know, took a college player coach to the NFL. It was like,
right.
I shouldn't say nobody, but it was suspect. So anyway, there's a movie called Invincible, and it's about his first season with the Eagles, and it's about Vince Papale. He did a street tryouts, walk-ons, and Vince Papale was his pick, and I and my kids have gotten to know Vince and Frankel Masters and, of course, Coach over the years, and it's quite a story. So if you get a chance, watch Invincible on Netflix.
Very cool. Well, that's cool. So coming up next, we actually got a phone call with Coach Dick Vermeil, and he's going to break down what he saw at the Super Bowl. One of his former teams is the winner, right? The Kansas City Chiefs. So he's got to be connected to that. So stick with us. We'll be back.